Russia's Itar TASS news agency says there were no political reasons for the postponement of a trip to Iran by the Russian atomic energy minister to sign an agreement for the transfer of nuclear fuel. The trip was postponed Thursday amid new allegations that Iran is trying to build nuclear weapons. The report on Itar TASS says there was no political background to the decision, and it quotes Atomic Energy Minister Alexander Rumyantsev as saying the two sides have not been able to agree on the price of the nuclear fuel. The minister said Thursday he believes the outstanding issues can be settled within 2 weeks. Iran is to use the fuel in its Bushehr nuclear plant. The agreement is believed to provide for Iran to return all spent nuclear fuel to Russia in order to ensure it is not used to make plutonium, which can be used in nuclear weapons. Russia and Iran have said repeatedly that their cooperation at the Bushehr nuclear plant is for peaceful purposes only. But Russia withheld fuel for the reactor because of international concerns about Iran's nuclear ambitions. Moscow also worked closely with Washington late last year to convince Iranian leaders to sign an additional protocol with the International Atomic Energy Agency that provides for increased inspections. Mr. Rumyantsev's announcement came on the same day U.S. Undersecretary of State John Bolton said Washington believes Iran is still secretly trying to develop nuclear weapons, even after it signed the protocol and revealed what it said was all the information about its nuclear program. Diplomats at the IAEA in Vienna said Thursday that UN inspectors have found plans for sophisticated centrifuges in Iran that could be used to make weapons-grade nuclear material. The plans were not reported in Iran's statement to the IAEA last year. The finding of traces of weapons-grade nuclear material in older centrifuges in Iran last year sparked the crisis that led to Iran's decision to allow the inspections. Lisa McAdams, VOA News, Moscow.